proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the covenants of God in the Pentateuch by focusing on the covenant God made with the Jews at Mount Sinai, otherwise known as the Sinaitic Covenant. At Mount Sinai, God entered into an agreement with the Jewish nation that ushered in the giving of the Mosaic Law to the Jews. Some commentators erroneously allude to this pact as the Mosaic Covenant. However, that terminology is misleading. God did not make an agreement with Moses himself. Rather, Moses functioned as the mediator, the go-between, as Paul wrote in the third chapter of Galatians. God instructed to inform the Israelites that, quote, "If ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation," unquote. This promise can be found in the book of Exodus, chapter 19. For the first time in recorded history, God made an agreement with an entire nation, rather than with a specific individual or that person's descendants. The Sinaitic Covenant contained an important condition. The Jewish people had to obey God, following his commandments, keeping his statutes and ordinances. The Jews had to obey God before the blessings included in the covenant would come to them. In the opening verses of Deuteronomy chapter 28, God stated that, quote, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." The first part of that chapter deals with how God would bring about those benefits. God would grant the Jews material prosperity, victory over their enemies, and preeminence over other nations, as well as myriad other blessings. God also listed what circumstances would transpire if the Jewish nation did not obey him. He would afflict them with pestilence. He would not send them rain to irrigate their crops. He would allow their enemies to defeat them in battle. He would send them into exile as slaves. Those events actually came to pass. The author of 2 Kings wrote this epitaph for the Jewish nation. Quote, "The children of Israel did secretly those things which were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and graves in every high hill, and groves in every high hill, and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger," unquote. God repeatedly sent prophets who called upon the erring Israelites to repent of their sins and return unto their God. Nevertheless, according to 2 Kings chapter 17, quote, "They rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them," unquote. The Jewish people repeatedly violated the provisions laid out in the Sinaitic Covenant. Therefore, as God declared in Jeremiah chapter 31, he would make a new covenant with them. That new covenant would be better known as the New Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.